Picking up the Gemara Yudzayin and Aleph, Rav says that he found the Rabbanon of Beirav that were saying that Avir passes a sukkah with 3 tefachim and Schach Pasol passes it with 4 tefachim. So I asked them, how do you know that 3 tefachim passels that you get from our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, we see that Schach Pasol passels only with 4 amas. So they responded and said, oh, that's different because that is Daifin Akuma, that's what Rav and Shmuel said. So I said to them, well, it's going to come out something strange. That if I have Schach Pasol 3.9 tefachim, and then a tefach of Avir, it's going to come out that it's kosher. But if I fill in the airspace with spits of iron with Schach Pasol, it's going to come out to be Pasol. Let the Avir, which is Pasol, is like souped up Schach Pasol. That shouldn't be more, make it more lenient than if it was filled with Schach Pasol. So they said back to me that according to me, you should have the same problem with 3.9 amas of Schach Pasol and then some airspace. So I responded by saying, no, there, it's, according to me, it's a shear. If it's Halacha Meshim Sinai, it's a shear. That's the way it is. You can't come with logic and svaras to say, well, it should be just as though it is filled with Schach Pasol. But according to you, that it's because of distance. So what's the difference if it's distance with air or with Schach Pasol? Okay, that's the end of that Gemara. And Abaye says, and asks a question on Rabbah, according to you also, so it's not equal shiurim with regard to a sukkah gedolah, but by a small sukkah, when it's both of them have the shiur of 3 tefachim to passel it, it is equal. So Rabbah responds and says over there, it's not because they're equal shiur, just practically it comes out that I don't have the shiur of a kosher sukkah. Once I reach 3 tefachim, I'd lose my entire sukkah. The Gemara then asks, you mean to tell me that anytime I don't have equal shiurim, they're not mitztarif? But we learned in the Mishnah, beged, it takes 3x3 in order to become mekabel tumah. Sackcloth is 4x4. Different things are different shiurim, and we say that we could be mitztarif, the different ones, the higher madrega can be mitztarif with the lower madrega. So you see that even though it's not equal shiurim, it works. So the Gemara says, no, there it's different as the Tana himself says, or Shimon says, the reason is because they do have meeting point where they are equal when it comes to, if I take from all of them or from any one of them, a tefach by tefach, it will be the katmel tumas moishav, because I could put it onto a saddle of a donkey saddle as a patch. Okay, then if Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, that Schach Pasol takes 4 amas from the side, but 4 tefachim in the middle, and Rav says, Bein ba'emtza, Bein atzad, it's Arba Amas. This is another girsa of the Gemara. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah that says that if I have a board which is 4 tefachim, it's going to be possible to sit under it. The Mishnah just says that if I put it on a 4 tefach wide board, it's kosher. So according to Rav, it makes sense, because it doesn't make a difference where I am. I need 4 amas. But according to Shmuel, that says it has to be 4 tefachim in the middle, and that's enough to possible it. So why is it kosher? The Gemara says it's from the side. Then we bring down the price of 2 sheets being mitzdarif and 2 boards being mitzdarif. So the Gemara says, if you go according in the Lishna, that Rav holds that no matter where you are, 4 amas is what passel, so then the tziruf over here is to be mitzdarif, to combine to passel with 4 amas. But according to the Lishna that Rav says, all you need is 4 tefachim in the middle to passel it, what's the case? If there's 4 tefachim, I don't need a tziruf, and if there's not 4 tefachim, so it's kosher schach. So the Gemara says it is 4 tefachim, but it's on the side, and the question is, to be mitzdar for Defin Akuma. The Gemara brings out another braisa. If I use boards 4 tefachim, everyone holds its puzzle. But if it doesn't have 4 tefachim, then it's Machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Meir. The Mishnah continues that Reb Meir is Maida, that if there's space in between each one, then I put Schach Kosher in between and it's Kosher. So if I hold, like the Manda Omar, that doesn't make a difference on the middle or the side, it's 4 amas to puzzle, so that makes sense why it's Kosher, because all I have is every other one is 4 tefachim. But if I hold that I have to have 4, that if I have 4 tefachim in the middle, that's enough to passel it, so why is it kosher? So Rav Huna Beit Yeshua said that we're talking about a sukkah which is only 8 amas exactly, and you do every other one, and it turns out in the middle that you have 8 tefachim of schach kosher, and I say daifan akuma until the middle, and that's why it's kosher.